Hare Krishna. So after hearing Arjuna's statement, conclusion that how difficult it is to practice Ashtanga Yoga, and the reasons that he gave about how mind is turbulent and obstinate and strong and so on and so forth, then Krishna said that by practice and vairagya, that is practice and detachment, it is possible to control the mind. Now to make the statement more strong, Krishna is going to speak one more verse. That is Shloka number 36. Asamyatatmana yogo dushprapa iti me matihi vashyatmana tu yatata shakyo vaptum upayatah. So here Krishna is saying asamyat atmana. What is that asamyat? Is unbridled atmana, mind, the unbridled mind or uncontrolled mind. Yoga dushprapa. It's very difficult to attain yoga, that is self-realization. And vashyatmana, but for the one who has controlled the mind, vashyatmana, tu yatata shakyo avaptum upayatah. So shakyaha avaptum, it is possible to attain success if yatata upayatah, if the means is proper, means is appropriate. So here Krishna is very clear. He is saying that controlling the mind is very much needed. There is no question of not controlling the mind. No mind control means no self-realization. And then he continues now with the same mood that one will attain success, but then the method, the means should be appropriate. A very nice shloka. So let's see a few points from here. Supreme Personality of Godhead declares that one who does not accept the proper treatment to detach the mind from material engagement can hardly achieve success in self-realization. So here, this point is very important to understand that firstly, we should accept that we are deceased. We are diseased, we have some problem, and our mind is not under control. This is very much important to accept. And then we have to go for treatment. So here, it is said that one should accept proper treatment and to get detached, the mind from material engagements. So if this is not done, firstly, if we are not accepting that we are diseased, then it's a problem. Then the person will not take medicine at all. But Krishna has given. Krishna has given the medicine. Krishna has told the way. That is practice and detachment. So this has to be done very nicely. It doesn't matter which yoga the person is following, which process is following. Be it Ashtanga Yoga, be it Karma Yoga, be it Jnana Yoga, or be it Bhakti Yoga also. This is very much needed. Controlling of the mind is very much needed. And it is possible if the appropriate means is used to firstly practice and to get detached. So here it is given that trying to practice yoga while engaging the mind in material enjoyment is like trying to ignite a fire while pouring water on it. So why detachment is needed from material things? It's like we are trying to lit a wood, and when you're putting fire, the fire starts burning and immediately we'll pour water on it. And then again we'll start litting fire. Now tell me, when will that wood burn? Same thing is happening with us. If we want mind control, two things we have to do. We have to make sure the do's are practiced and don'ts are also practiced very nicely. So practice the do's and make sure we get detached, from the things we are not supposed to do. So when these two things are done, that is vidhi nishay, the do's and don'ts, when we follow the rules and regulations very properly, then controlling the mind becomes easy. Very easy, in fact. Because as of now, since we don't know that what we are supposed to do and we are just doing whatever we want, the mind is dictating in various ways, and mind is just overpowering all our activities. So here it is given that yoga practice without mental control is waste of time. Such a show of yoga may be materially lucrative, but it is useless as far as spiritual realization is concerned. So there is no question of just acting in front of people. Finally, life is short and we have to attain perfection. What people say, it hardly matters to us. But what matters is, am I progressing on the right path to attain the right destination? That's what really matters. So it's very nice to understand that one must control the mind by engaging it constantly in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. So this is what we all have to do. We have to make sure that we practice devotional service. Because without practicing devotional service, it's very difficult to control the mind. Very difficult. We have been telling this in multiple videos now. And to emphasize it again, we are making the statement that if we don't engage our mind in service of Krishna, if we don't chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, it will be very difficult to control the mind and forget about attaining the ultimate goal of life, that is breaking the cycle of birth and death. So anyone who is a serious aspirant to attain perfection in human form of life, such a person should make sure that he is engaging his mind, he is engaging not just mind, his entire existence in service of Lord Shri Krishna. Unless one is engaged in Krishna consciousness, he cannot steadily control the mind. A Krishna conscious person easily achieves the result of yoga practice without separate endeavor, but a yoga practitioner cannot achieve success without becoming Krishna conscious. See, in Ashtanga Yoga and other processes, they are focusing that, no, I have to control the mind, I have to control the mind, I have to control the mind. In Bhakti Yoga, Bhakta doesn't think, a devotee doesn't think that I have to control the mind. He just renders service to Krishna, and as a mere byproduct of that service that he is rendering to Krishna, the mind gets controlled. This is what is a very, very amazing thing. So, how can we actually do devotional service very nicely? We have to follow Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. We cannot do whatever we want in devotional service. We have to ask our spiritual master. Now we have to ask a sadhu, a devotee, and we have to check from Shastra. Then, you know, when we have these three, you know, aspects or three personalities in our life, that is sadhu, guru and Shastra, and under their guidance when we practice bhakti, then it is possible that we'll attain various results in devotional service. But if we are doing something whimsically, then it's a great problem. So what does Sadhu Guru Shastra say? How can we control the mind? So first do's that we have is, or very, very important thing that we are supposed to practice is chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And here, the Acharya of this age, that is Srila Prabhupada, he has suggested, or he has ordered in fact, that minimum 16 rounds should be chanted. And when it comes to Vairagya, that is detachment, so we have to get detached from four sinful activities, that is meat eating. One should completely give up this meat eating habit. Intoxication, no drinking alcohol, no cigarettes, no drugs, etc., etc., whatever comes in intoxicants. Third is no gambling. Whatever transaction of money that creates anxiety in our heart, we should stop that completely. And fourth one, no illicit sex, no premarital affair, no postmarital affair. Only association, you know, with the opposite gender can be had in the jurisdiction of marriage. That's what is the verdict of Shastra. So if we follow these two basic things, the do, that is chanting of the holy names, and don't, that is avoiding these four things, then automatically, you know, we'll be able to progress, and we will see that how nicely the mind will get controlled. Because now we are following the instruction and we have no option. So when you're following instruction and no option is given to mind, mind automatically gets controlled. But when we give multiple options to the mind, then it's a problem. Then it's a problem. So to get such a guru who can tell us that, yes, this is what you're supposed to do, this is not the thing that you're supposed to do, then it becomes very, very easy. And we are very fortunate. The Acharya of the age, Srila Prabhupada, has given all the do's and don'ts. And these purports that we're reading, you know, these are the wonderful instructions that we have got personally from the Acharya. So just by following this, everything else in Krishna consciousness will be taken care. And mind control is just a small thing. That will come automatically. So after hearing all this, Arjuna is again going to speak. And a very, very nice thing Arjuna is going to speak. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.